This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kim Leroy Little. Date of birth 4/26/1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Little with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic hypokalemia. His last visit was May 19th of this year. He states that his blood pressure has been much more controlled at home. When he checks it, it's 120 to 130 over 70 to 80 at home. Today it was 128 over 70 this morning at 10 a.m. prior to coming to his appointment. He's also increased his daily potassium tablets to 20 milliequivalent in the morning and 30 milliequivalent in the evening due to chronically low potassium levels. And that is helping to maintain almost normal potassium levels. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. His weight is stable, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight chlorthalidone, 25 milligram daily, Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, Atenolol, 100 milligram daily. He also is on meloxicam, 7.5 milligram daily for severe hand pain bilaterally. He understands that is can be very dangerous for his kidneys with long-term use, and he's willing to stop that and try something different if kidney function declines. Physical exam, weight 199 pounds, pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 99% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 90. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent labs studies were done 11/14/25. His hemoglobin is 16.8, hematocrit is 50.2, normal white count, normal platelets, sodium is 141, potassium is 3.3, up from 3.0 before the potassium was increased by an additional 10 milliequivalent daily. Carbon dioxide is 30, calcium 9.8, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 3.7, creatinine 1.42 with estimated GFR of 53. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, higher in the office, but much more controlled at home, so no medication changes will be advised today. 3, chronic hypokalemia, slightly improved with higher dose of potassium chloride. We will continue to monitor that, and he can eat a diet with potassium-rich foods at this time also. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.